For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The state Senate refuses to extend in-state tuition to Virginia's Dreamers, but the chamber did approve a softening of penalties for petty theft. And electricity demand shattered records as record cold settled into Virginia in December in the first weeks of 2018. And you'll see the effects on your next electric bill. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, January 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Senate Education and Health Committee killed a bill Thursday that would have extended in-state tuition to DACA recipients, WCVE's Megan Pauley reports.
Democratic Senator David Marsden introduced the bill, focusing on the positive economic impact of undocumented students.
This bill will actually bring increased business activity and will enhance state revenue, not increase costs, as some might believe.
Marsden added that about 1,200 of Virginia's 12,000 DACA recipients have already been allowed to pursue an in-state degree due to the 2014 legal opinion of Attorney General Mark Herring. Several DACA recipients, immigration rights groups, and the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce spoke out in support of the bill. Still, it failed by one vote. In Richmond, I'm Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Also in the Senate, a bill designed to soften penalties in Virginia for stealing small-dollar items has passed. The Senate voted nearly unanimously Thursday to raise the felony theft threshold from $200 to $500. Virginia has kept its felony bar at $200 since 1980 and is tied with New Jersey for the lowest in the country. Most other states have raised the dollar minimum for felony charges to keep pace with inflation. A Senate committee rejected a push earlier this week by newly sworn-in Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to raise the limit to $1,000. Northam has made raising the threshold one of his top legislative priorities. The bill's highest hurdle is yet to come in the state House, which has repeatedly blocked efforts to raise the threshold. The severe cold weather from late December through the first week in January has resulted in Dominion Energy shattering records for electricity demands, WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
Dominion set daily usage records every day for 9 days, with a record high for any time, any day, in any year, January 6th. Spokesperson Dan Genest.
And that record was 456,100 megawatt hours.
Dominion has to generate more from its plants to meet the demand because residential solar is not effective, and they do not interrupt AC service as they can and do in the summertime. Those emergency strips in your heat pump burn a lot of power, but as far as the system goes, he says, if you need it, they've got it.
People are going to see spikes in their bill, though, and those cycles are already coming out.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Well, you may see a longer-term effect to your electric bill unless the General Assembly takes action today. A group of lawmakers have put off unveiling legislation to overhaul how Virginia regulates its electric rates. The bipartisan group was set to unveil utility-backed legislation Thursday overhauling how the state regulates electric monopolies. But Republican Delegate Terry Kilgore said the legislation was not yet ready and would be introduced Friday, the last day to file bills. The legislation could have a major economic impact on the state for years to come. If nothing is passed, customers of Dominion Energy, the state's largest utility, could be on the hook for roughly $500 million a year in excessive payments, according to calculations by state regulators that the company disputes. Finally, lawmakers in Richmond occasionally curse at each other as debates get heated, and as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains, they're breaking the law.
Dang it, cursing remains illegal in Virginia. That's despite the efforts of Delegate Michael Weber, a Republican from Fauquier. That's a county he says can be mispronounced in a way that breaks the law, a law that dates back to before the Civil War.
If you curse or swear in front of a police officer, it is a $250 fine and a Class 4 misdemeanor, meaning that you could be at a demonstration, passions take over, and you inadvertently swear, that police officer then can detain you, give you a ticket, and quell that demonstration.
And that's exactly what happened to a journalist in Fairfax County. He was detained at an Annandale parade after dropping the F-bomb in front of police. Delegate Vivian Watts, a Democrat from Fairfax County, witnessed this happen.
This was not an isolated incident. It has increasingly been used as a trigger for this kind of a restraint of an individual.
Now, Watts was the only yes vote to Weber's bill. That means it failed to advance to the full House of Delegates, which means cursing remains a crime in Virginia. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
No bleeps in today's podcast. Yet again, the record holds. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.